game that you get on? Is it card or reef? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG? Cause I know what them elf girls need from WoW to...
All right, so we just watched Aladdin.
We did.
With Will Smith.
Will Smith.
And watching the trailers early on, I was really, really worried.
I
was concerned.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, how can Will Smith fill the shoes or the boots or the
Robin
genies?
The genie, lamp? Do they have feet?
Oh.
How could he fill the lamp?
That is,
yeah,
that's
yeah, Robin Williams, that's sorry. Really big shoes to fill. The guy was a comedic genius.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Will Smith is pretty good himself. Mm-hmm. And I think he came really close to being as good as Robin Williams.
I he was right there. I mean, he surprised the heck out of me. Like, I came in this movie kind of like on the fence of not...
I was apprehensive.
Enjoying it. Yeah.
I came in, I was like, oh, you know, after Dumbo, I was like, oh, don't disappoint me. Come on, Disney.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was a fun movie.
It's a true Disney movie. Lots of very bright, vibrant colors. Lots of great musical scenes. A little bit of action here and there. Of course, you got the animal character. Iago, right. They did him up perfect. I loved Iago.
They didn't go too cartoony on it, and really enjoyed it.
No, he actually was menacing there for a while. And, I loved the whole thing, man. But... you know, they're not going to believe us, so we should probably ask other people who watch
it.
Let's ask
some of the people.
Yeah, let's bring some of these people in.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we have our first reviewee with us. What's your name, ma'am?
Argelia.
Argelia, what did you think about the movie?
It was awesome. It was a really good movie. I'm very impressed with Will Smith, the whole crew. Very good colors that they chose for the whole movie. I love all the vibrant colors.
What did you think about the, like, without any spoilers, even though everyone's kind of seen it already?
Yes.
Yes and no. Yes. Yes and no. Yeah.
What did you think about the added stuff that they added, like, as far as characters?
Music.
Yes, music. What did you think?
They had good music. They did. They chose some good music for the princess and Aladdin.
No. So did you like the actors and I guess the
newbies?
Yes.
They were new, yes. They did very well. Very well. I was very impressed.
Robin Williams had big shoes to fill, and I think Will Smith did a decent job.
I think he did. So out of like a 10 lamps?
Sure.
Out of 10 lamps, what would you give the movie?
20.
Wow.
Well,
the scale doesn't go that high, but we're going to go 20.
Only if she wishes it.
Yes, I wish it.
Oh, you went there.
I went there.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Okay, and we're here with what's your name?
Becky.
And what did you think of Aladdin?
Oh, I liked it a lot.
A lot?
Yes.
Oh, did you see the original cartoon animation?
Yes.
What did you think? How do you think it compares to that one?
They're very kind of different, and they end different, and the books too. They end different.
All right, I like this.
Which one did you like better, or did you like them the same?
I like them the same.
Oh, all right.
That's big.
That's,
yeah,
it is big.
Those are
the comparison, especially with the age. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah. So from the kids up to the grown-ups, so far we've gotten good reviews.
Fun. All right.
Yeah.
So out of out of 10 magical lamps, how many lamps would you give this?
Maybe like 7.5.
Oh, all right.
7.5.
I like it. I like it. Well, thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. We are here with two viewees. What's your name?
Caitlin.
And your name?
Kelly.
Caitlin and Kelly. We'll start with Caitlin.
Okay.
What did you think about the movie?
I really enjoyed it. Aladdin was one of my favorites growing up, so it brought back a lot of good memories for me.
What did you think about Will Smith's performance?
It was good. I had heard a little bit of negative comments, but I thought he did a really good job. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I will say the trailer had me scared.
Yeah.
They had him awfully blue there in the beginning.
Yes.
But he wasn't blue throughout the whole thing, so that was good.
That's good.
What did you think about Hot Jafar?
Jafar was a little deeper in this film than he was in the cartoons. So there's a little more to him, but still evil, still very, very evil, and gets what he deserves.
Yeah, he was darker, a little easier on the eyes.
He didn't have a cool like goatee like
no,
in the cartoon
that was
though.
Those are hard to replicate in real life. I've been trying.
Oh, okay. Well, what did you personally think about the movie?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was vibrant. I love the colors. I love the visual scheme that Guy Ritchie brought to it. It was really different. I was surprised. But it was really interesting to watch. A lot of fun. All the good songs, which I think is really important. All the good songs.
Awesome, awesome. And what did you guys think about the added material that they did, especially even the added songs and the added characters as well?
Well, the songs I thought really worked really well. They brought back Alan Menken, and you can't go wrong with that. And Benj Pasek, and I can't remember the other guy's name. Last name is Paul. They're fantastic. I love their work. So I enjoyed Jasmine's amped up pieces, her songs that really brought her character out. So it was nice.
She just had a lot of emotion. Even if the lip syncing part, I mean, it was really, the acting was really good.
Really well performed, yeah.
Definitely. So, okay, we'll go with you first. Out of 10 lamps, how many lamps would you give the movie?
Oh gosh.
And you can be honest, even if it's not 10 or...
Right. I mean, I was really pleased with it. And I mean, I haven't seen the original in a really long time. So for me, I enjoyed it. I would give it a 10.
Okay. And what about yourself?
I'd probably give it 9.
That's good. Out of sense. All right. Well,
high scores all around so far.
Agree, yeah.
So.
Good job. Thank you,
yes,
ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So as you can see, it's not just us who liked the movie. Everybody we talked to, the lowest rating was a 7.5.
Yeah. And that was from... How old was she? 11?
Yeah.
Or 7? 11.
Yeah, but she actually had seen the original. Yeah. I was surprised. A lot of the young kids haven't seen the original, and she saw the original and still gave it a 7.5.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I was a huge fan of the original. Like I had said, Robin Williams made that movie.
Yeah,
The cool thing about this movie, too, was that all the Egyptian actors and almost like the no-names that they had brought in.
And they did a really good job.
I agree. Like the dance and the sing numbers, like you had said earlier, the
had almost
the
a Bollywood feel to it there for a while with the singing and dancing.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah, I was walking into this, you know, I saw the trailers in advance, and you know, me and Patrick were kind of like, this is going to be another bad one. And walked in, and I was in the mindset that I'm not going to like this. Mm-hmm. And by the first half hour, I was just like, dude, I'm really into this movie.
Yeah,
like, I really like it.
Well, the way it started, it's not too much spoiler, but it starts a little different than the original, and I was kind of like, caught me off guard, and I was like, what's going on? And then I kind of just fell into the movie and enjoyed it.
And that, you know, that didn't even bother me. Just like, you know, I don't want to see a shot-for-shot remake of the cartoon.
Yeah.
So I kind of enjoy when they put a little different twist on it. Like you said, new characters in it, new music, the dancing scenes, all the bright, flashing, spinning colors everywhere.
Yeah, that was it just surprised the heck out of me.
Yeah, I can't say I probably give it a 9.
Yeah,
on my scale, and I'm pretty tough on remakes.
I'm probably up there with you. I'm giving it about an 8.5.
Yeah, it was exceeded my expectations. We'll put it that way. Very good movie. I think every kid we've seen talk to loved it.
Yeah, they did.
Most of the adults, I haven't seen anybody come out saying they were upset that they spent money on it yet.
Yeah, that's true. I saw a lot of smiley faces, and everyone seemed to have a good time watching this movie.
And almost everybody stayed for the credits scene. There's a dancing and singing number in the credits. Nothing you really have to stay for, but it was really good.
Yeah. I think
everybody sat through it. You know, if you were upset, you're going to get up and rumble out of there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good movie, solid the whole way through, exceeded my expectations. I liked it.
I did, too.
What the cameraman think? You liked it?
Ava, did you like it?
Yeah. She's not tall enough to get her thumb up there yet, but, yeah. She's trying.
I also like to thank Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah, don't do what we always do.
I know, you guys always do.
It makes you want to look. Yeah, we want to thank Alamo Drafthouse in Montecito, El Paso, for allowing us to come here and bug their patrons.
I agree.
And ask them what they thought. Want to thank this guy right here.
That's me.
He's usually on the other side of the camera.
Yeah. But I'm filling in for Patrick today.
Yeah, Patrick is away at Phoenix Comic Con.
Which you will be leaving soon.
Yeah, we're leaving early tomorrow. I had to stay to see Aladdin.
Awesome.
Had to see it. No, we'd already planned to go Friday. But, I want to thank Ray Work.
Thank you.
I want to thank all you guys.
Yeah, don't forget, subscribe and follow us on all of social media. Keep up to date with our movie reviews and also the other reviews for all the other shows you guys do.
Yeah, or just when we're talking randomly about anything.
Because we can't find a segue to end the show.
So, I liked it. You liked it. Everybody else seemed to like it. You won't be wasting your money to go see Aladdin.
Come on down, check it out.
At Alamo Drafthouse. Later, nerds.
Later.
Hey, listen.
get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG? Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to...